Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ed Show. I am Ed, so let's get started. I'm also joined by my crappy co-host this week, the Peach Machine. What's going on, Peach?
The Ed Show? I'm fucking hanging up. I come on this show for one reason, to carry your fat ass and to hear my entrance music. You better play my goddamn my bop song at the end. I love that song.
You're late. That I actually opened up with that song, but you know, you're unprofessional and you call late so you missed it.
Has the show started yet?
Well, the music started. I can play multiple songs in a row if I want.
Oh, okay. Well, I was taking a shower.
I demand an apology. I demand an apology for that.
You know what? You're right. I was wrong. I overstepped my bounds, everyone. I apologize. Ed is correct.
Yeah, well, we all know that. But basically, your job tonight is just to listen to what I have to say in a case and act interested, which my other co-hosts don't act interested when I'm talking about shit that I did, and ask a few questions. So basically, this week, we're going to be talking about WrestleMania, which I was at live, and was at all kinds of fucking shit. And I'm going to talk about all that shit tonight.
Yeah, I didn't get to go this year. I had planned on it, but, you know, I'm crazy. And I blew up my life. So, you know, shit happens.
Well, I mean, that's just a normal day for you. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
this is
a
particularly crazy episode, though, you know.
Yeah, well.
But well, one good thing happened out of it.
What's that?
I'm now one of those annoying sober people. I don't
anything. You are now one of those? Oh.
Yeah. I don't drink. I don't do anything.
It's hard to notice. I mean, you seem like as much of an asshole as always. So, I mean, what's that?
You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
Ouch. All right. Well, let's go, big boy. What'd you do? Tell me about the shows.
Well, I went down there on Thursday. I went Thursday through Monday. I didn't feel like staying for Raw because I didn't really like Raw. Last year, I thought it was more of a parody. The audience was a parody of the famous Raw crowds. And from what I saw on TV when I got home, it didn't seem like really shit was going on. So I think I made the right decision coming home on Monday. Now, when Nakamura came out on Tuesday, then I'm like, man, maybe I should stay till Tuesday. I mean, till Wednesday.
But that's what I was
by then it was,
I was going to say.
Yeah. But by then it was
Nakamura's
much too
entrance
late,
is
so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
at least I gotta see it. I gotta see it at NXT at least.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was at the NXT show. Yeah, but he didn't have that cool violinist.
The violinist is cool. Wasn't there one NXT where he had like four violinists just going following him around? That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so you get in Thursday.
Yeah, set by Scott. And that punk JJ, who is like apparently like 18 or 19 years old, but he's still a little punk. And first thing I did was push his little ass around, and his cousin, and they dropped me off at Universal Studios. Where luckily for me, because you know, I was kind of worried. You know, I wanted to go to Universal Studios, but then when I was getting closer to the trip, I'm like, man, do I really want to drop $200 just to get in, let alone everything else? But luckily for me, I know people. You know, I had a certain, well, basically I'll say it, the Lorax hooked me up with a free ticket to Universal Studios. So that cost me, that saved me $200 right off the bat. So we went there, got on a few rides, met up with Dazza, Damien, a few other people from the website. Started doing a whole lot of walking, and it was pretty cool, but we did a whole lot of walking, and I'm not built to do a whole lot of walking, especially at my age. So we went to freaking Harry Potter, whatever the fucking name is, the fucking little magic.
Wow. Wow. I let the fat joke go right there, but then you just can't even pronounce two simple words in the English language. Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. What did I say? Henry Potter?
Harry Potter? You said Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Anyway,
Harry Potter.
Well, anyway, if you go to this little fucking dude's roller coaster ride, and the dude asks you, and you're walking by, and the dude asks you if you've ever been on this ride before, tell him fucking yes and just keep walking, because I made the mistake of saying, no, I've never been on this ride. He told me to come get in this fucking seat to see if I could fit in the motherfucker. So I fucking sat down. I sat down, and then when he's, like, lowering the thing, I'm waiting for it to click, but I don't hear the click. But now that I think about it, I don't think it was supposed to click. It was just to see how comfortable you were in this motherfucker. So
right.
I kind of didn't make the ride. So basically, I got fucking fat shamed at Universal Studios. Can you believe the fucking nerve of these fucking people?
I actually sent a letter beforehand and warned them you were coming. I said, watch out for the fat Mexican. His ass is monstrous. Do not let him on the Harry Potter ride.
Yeah, well, I didn't get on the goddamn Harry Potter ride, and I see a lot of people a lot fucking fatter than me getting off this motherfucker when I'm waiting for everyone else. So, thank you, Universal. I needed to be fat shamed and blow to my ego on that day like that. But anyway,
you could just lose some weight, but you know, fuck that.
Yeah, well, that takes effort, dude. Come on. So anyway, we hung out. We went to Harry Potter. We took the train to the other amusement park, which is, I guess, Universal Studios itself, for the movie shit. So I made the decision that my legs are feeling kind of tired. I probably shouldn't stay with everybody else because they were going to stick around for quite a while. And I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. So I go and I make my way to where the taxis and Ubers pick you up. And I made the right decision because I was starting to cramp up, and I think they would have gotten me a scooter to get me out of there had I stayed and hung out with everybody else. So luckily, that didn't happen, but yeah, I had to get the fuck out of there. But anyway, got the fuck out of there. I'm tired. Went and had a dinner with, like, Doc and his daughter, and then I'm like, you know, there's no actual wrestling shows that night, so I'm thinking maybe I'm just done. You know, I was kind of even sad about it because I'm like, I'm done at fucking 5 o'clock in the fucking afternoon. And so anyway, I kind of had thought about going to this thing called the Blue Party, which was like at a bar, and it was hosted by Leva Bates and the Blue Meanie and the other members of the Blue World Order. And
right.
There was also Whale Mania or Wally Mania, whatever the fuck it's called. It looks like
right. Whale,
so I'm going to call it Whale Mania. So I thought, you know, people wanted me to go there. So I was like, nah, if I'm going to go to one or the other, it's the Blue Party. But there's this one girl that always goes to WrestleMania the last few years, and she's always flirting with me, and I'm always flirting back with her. And she invited me to Whale Mania, so I decided to go meet this hot chick at Whale Mania. And this is where the fun begins, dude. So, okay, check this out. I get in the fucking Uber. I get slightly dressed up. I put a nicer shirt on. I was still wearing sweats and shit, but, you know, that's the size of the
right.
I forgot my belt, so I couldn't wear my pants. They're too big. But I get in this fucking Uber. And, you know, when I called the Uber, I told him where I was going. So the Uber sees that, and I guess there's a whole bunch of clubs in that area. And he thought I was going to a different club or the club by that different name. So he tells me we're on the way. Oh, you're going fucking to this club. I forgot what it was called. Touche, maybe. I don't know. So he thinks Little Mania is at this place, Touche. So we go fucking downtown, make our way. Traffic fucking sucks. Brian actually was right about something. Traffic in fucking Orlando fucking sucks. So he takes me. We stop. The thing tells him that we're here. And he's like, wait a minute. Touche's not on the street now. We need to go to another block. So I'm like, okay, you're the fucking Uber driver. You fucking know Orlando's a little better than me. So he takes me and drops me off where there's like two clubs and there's like two lines to get in. And I go and I think it's the first one. So check this out. I get in line. And I'm there waiting in line, slow going. Fucking finally, the girl comes up to me with the fucking scanner to scan my ticket. She scans my fucking ticket, dude. All right? She scanned it. So then I get my armband, and I go in the club, and I call Damien because he was saving me a couple seats. I'm like, dude, I'm at the front. Come get me. I'm ready to get this shit on the road. So next thing I know, a minute later, I get a text from Damien. Where the fuck you at? I'm at the front. I don't see you. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is the only front? Okay. And he's like, well, maybe you're at the wrong place. I'm like, no fucking way. Let me find out. So I go to the door guy, and I'm like, hey, this is Touche, right? And he's like, no, that's next door. Right? So, okay, fuck. Okay. So I go next door. I get in line again. They go and they scan my ticket again. Right? But this time I look at my ticket before I put it back in my pocket and it says Tier Nightclub. And I'm like, I'm at the wrong fucking place again.
So, not surprised.
And these motherfuckers, they couldn't tell me that, you know, I went at the wrong place when they scanned my fucking ticket to get me an armband. Shit. So I fucking Google fucking Tier, and it was exactly where the dude had stopped the first time. He just got the name of the club confused or whatever. So I go, and it was like a little line, and I show him the ticket, and he's all, well, this is a general admission ticket. You have to wait till 8:30 to get in. It's only VIP. And I'm like, God damn it. Ronnie turned Pete's cheap. He should have bought a fucking VIP. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I get in line, and there's this fucking short, fat kid with curly green hair, shaved on the side. It's like a curly green-haired giant mohawk, and he's short and fat, and he's just looking at me, wanting me to make eye contact with him. And I don't know why, but I made eye contact with the motherfucker, and then this little fucking dude wouldn't shut the fuck up, dude. He just kept talking. He was like talking to you, dude. He just wouldn't shut the fuck up, dude. I'm like trying to text that girl, trying just to ignore him, and motherfucker won't stop talking to me. So I'm like, fuck. But luckily, they let us in a few minutes later. And I get in there.
Are you sure? And shit. Are you sure it wasn't Pulse Nightclub?
You're so fucking wrong, dude. No, it was not Pulse Nightclub.
Too soon? Okay. There's so many jokes I could have made. That was the tamest one. All right, continue.
I knew you were going to do it. You should have been going to be a douchebag and do that. So anyway, I get in there, I sit down, and then that girl gets there with her one friend. So we're hanging out. I'm having a couple beers. Haven't had beers in, I don't even know how long, Vegas maybe. So
yeah.
I'm actually kind of more buzzed than I should be after a couple beers. I'm feeling good. And then they start this Whale-mania, and basically what it is, it's fucking podcast. And they got like Court Bowser up there with MLL. And then they have, like, Dave Meltzer, and they had Jim Ross, and they got the Sons of Ming were, like guests. MVP was a guest. They bring out Bruce Pritchard, who I guess we all know has been feuding with Dave over their podcast the last few months. They even got the two of them to take a photo together. They had, like, Eric Bischoff. And they just had a podcast, answered same old questions you would hear on any old podcast. So it was kind of cool, but at the same time, it's like, I really don't need to ever come to this thing again. You know what I mean?
So Wale Mania, first of all,
yeah,
was nothing more than a podcast with Dave Meltzer.
Exactly.
I thought it was like a rap party and like a club, like dancing, like shit like that. I thought it was going to be like Little John, like, you know, crunking out and spilling, you know, Cavassier on people and stuff. No, it was just a goddamn podcast. That's retarded.
Well, it's a podcast the first half, and then they have like a party, And you have the VIP to go upstairs where all the cool people are. But luckily, I had an armed man from two different fucking clubs, so it looked like I had an armed man, so I got to go up there. Up and down.
Nice.
But, you know, I just basically hung out with some of the guys. Met Matt Farmer, who's, I guess he's a part of that fucking MLL network. You know, he's a friend of Brian.
I think you mean
Craig,
MLW.
Don't
you mean whatever. MLW?
I don't know. He's a fucking fat mark, dude. He's a fat mark who doesn't think he's a mark, but he's the biggest mark of all. But anyway.
I'll leave that one alone. Continue.
So anyway, we were there hanging out for a while. And it's just okay. I mean, it's not really my thing. Oh, they got Noelle Foley bartending. I guess she was a special guest bartender. And one friend of mine went and asked for a vodka soda. And she looked like Adam, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And had no idea what a vodka soda was. So not the right career choice for Noelle Foley. Hopefully she'll get her shit together and get a much better job because the bartending's not working out for her. But anyway.
So a lady walks into a bar. She asked for a double entendre. The bartender gave it to her. Is that over your head?
I'm trying to think what a double entendre is. So, yeah, I guess it went over my head a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, shocking. The sexual innuendo. Eh? Get it? He gave it to her? Never mind. Moving on.
That was
Noelle Foley hot?
Noelle Foley is fucking extremely fucking hot. And she's like, 6'4", dude, of like nothing but legs and shit. So she's maybe she's not 6'4", but she's taller than my fucking fat ass.
Nick's wife was kind of hot for a while. I mean, now she's a dumpy old hag, but his whatever the hell her name was, she was pretty hot. So yeah, I'm looking up some photos here. Yeah, oh good, she's taking nearly nude photos in Calvin Klein underwear already. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
hey, I encourage her to do more of that. I encourage her to go fucking Playboy penthouse, take it all off. Why not?
Penthouse. Who the fuck reads either of those magazines?
Well, I didn't want to say like swank or something like that. So I'm trying to be professional at least a little bit.
I mean, you may as well just say, hey, just go sign up with fucking Bang Bros or something like that. That'd be better.
It's a figure of speech, asshole, seeing her in a magazine. Okay. It's a figure of speech.
Oh,
dude.
You like figure of speech. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a little outdated, but give me a break now. Come on, I'm old man.
I'm here to bust balls.
So, yeah. So anyway, that one girl, she's the whole time she's trying to talk me into going with them to Joey Janela's Spring Break. I don't know, spectacular or something. It was a show at midnight by some dude named Joey Janela. I never heard the fuck of this dude, Joey Janela.
I heard about this show. It sounded just absolutely miserable.
Oh, and you sir, are very wrong.
Really?
Are very, very wrong.
Tell me why.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you all about it in a second. I still got a few other details I got to drop. So we get there. We go upstairs for some reason, because that was there was nothing upstairs. But we went upstairs, and I ran smack into Dave Prazak, who the day before did a podcast. And when the host of this podcast asked him a question for me, his response was "fuck it." So of course he grabs me and hugs me, and I'm like, well, "Yeah, fuck it, okay, fuck it." So
that's his way of putting you over.
Yeah. So we talked for a little bit, and it's funny because like we're standing there, and he's looking at the ring from up there, and he's like, "Man, I don't like it. It's too fucking dark." I go, "Well, dude, the show'll be during the day." He's like, "There's no fucking windows, Ed." And I'm like, "There's no fucking lights, and I don't fucking like it." And I'm going. I need to get some sleep. Fuck it. So as far as he didn't like the building that the Shimmer Show, because this is the same building the Shimmer Show is going to be in all the WWE Live shows we're at. So anyway, so he takes off. I go find that chick. So we end up sitting third row, and this show starts. And fucking, it was like a spring break theme, so people were dressed like they're at spring break, you know, in tank tops and shorts and flip-flops and they got those noodles that they keep from drowning your ass and beach balls and all kinds of shit. And there's this old man. He's kind of like one of these Twitter, wrestling Twitter personality dudes. And he's fucking wearing. You remember the Homer Simpson episode where Homer decided to get super fat so he didn't have to go to work, and he was wearing a muumuu?
I know that one very well. In fact.
Yeah. Well, this old man who's like, in his 60s, he's got like white hair. He's an old man, heavy set. He's wearing a fucking muumuu just like Homer Simpson. And I just couldn't believe it. It was fucking like, what the fuck is going on over there? But. Hey, he's having fun. He's having fun. Let the old man do what he wants. So they start the show, and I'm there, and I'm like, I could care less about the show because I'm thinking it's going to be miserable, just like you said it would. You figured it would be, right? So I'm just there trying to max with this girl. They have the first match, Sami Callihan against some dude I never heard of. I don't give a fuck. Then they have a tag match, and it's Cherry Bomb or Allie from TNA. With her dude from TNA, but they're doing their indie gimmicks to their heels, and they take on another chicken dude, and so the only thing that was good about it is the guys kept beating the fuck out of the girls. That was pretty funny. But anyway, to care less, I'm still macking to that girl. Then one of the greatest matches that I've ever seen in my life started. And this match was like a Royal Rumble type fucking match where dudes just, you know, two dudes started, somebody else would come. The first few people, I don't know who the fuck they are, and I'm, like, not really giving a fuck. And then, like, Veda Scott comes in. Okay, I know Veda, you know, at least. So they're all, you know, taking turns, getting their shine, doing dives. It's like I say, I'm not really paying attention, dude, because, you know, I don't really give a fuck about this shit. But then the music hits, and the Invisible Man hits the fucking ring, and this fucking match went from being just there to fucking 10 stars. Fuck 6 stars. This is 10 stars, dude. The Invisible Man hits the ring and runs fucking wild, dude. He ran wild. He kicked all their asses one by one. He Spike power drove one of the dudes right on his head. Dude almost died. And fucking he went on one with Veda Scott, kicked Veda Scott's ass. I mean, it was crazy. This dude, he better win Rookie of the Year in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter because the Invisible Man was whooping that ass, dude.
All right. I've heard the Invisible Man gimmick talked about before, but you're telling me that no one ran in the ring and everybody started bumping.
Yep, he ran in the ring and some of the guys went toe to toe with him, like they were like in Japan when they trade blows. But the Invisible Man just got more heart and more fight in him, and he won every battle.
Spot?
Yep, they did that multiple times. He was awesome, dude. I mean, I never seen anyone run wild like that in my life, dude. It was crazy.
Wow. Now, how did you know he had entered the ring? Was there announcers calling it or something?
Well, no. I was there live, so you don't hear the announcers. But the music
I know,
started.
But I'm saying. So Invisible Man has his own entrance.
He had his own entrance, and then he started beating the fuck out of the one guy that was in the ring within seconds, and he was there. I don't know what he was wearing because he was invisible, but he was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go
but
with
sadly,
it. All right.
But sadly, after running wild on everybody, the Invisible Man was sadly eliminated, and I wanted to shed a tear.
How did you know he was eliminated?
Because the guy looked like he threw him over the top, and so apparently he was eliminated. So it was sad. But there was another spot that was kind of fucked up. This one dude super kicked Veda right in the face. And broke 3 of her fucking teeth, and apparently she was on the floor on the outside crying for like 5 minutes. I guess that was when the Invisible Man was running wild. So poor Veda lost 3 fucking teeth and then had to wrestle the next day. So sucks to be her.
That
but
really
then,
sucks.
Yeah, but the match still wasn't over because this one guy, and he got Ethan Page, the asshole who eliminated the Invisible Man. He's in there, and then fucking there was like this blue lasers appeared from above the ring. They had like a laser show, but these blue lasers, and it felt like it was getting cold, like our blood was running cold. And then Glacier made his entrance into this fucking Royal Rumble type fucking thing. And it was Glacier.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. You didn't get the blood runs cold thing. Come on now.
No. I mean, I fucking love Glacier. Hell yeah. I mean,
yeah.
As far as I know, this could have been his WCW debut. He was still coming for like 19 years.
No, he came. They announced, they played his music, showed the blue lasers, and he was coming out. He's in full Glacier gear, so apparently he went all the way to Japan and bought the gear back from Kaz Hayashi and came back for this show. So he hit the ring, and there were, he eliminated a few dudes, so it comes down to him and Ethan Page. And I'm sure you played the original Mortal Kombat video game.
Yeah.
And you know how,
I mean,
when there's just
it was the Raymond Lloyd, the guy who played the original Glacier.
Yes, it was the original Glacier, just older and a little heavier.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. Oh man, now I'm mad. I missed it.
So now he's in there with Ethan Page, and they start, like, you know, the original Mortal Kombat video game. Before they even do anything, they're kind of like doing like this little dance almost before they get ready to fight in the video game. Well, Ethan Page starts doing this move for move, and then he throws like the leg sweeps like the video game and all these other moves from the video game. And they had a little Mortal Kombat battle, and Glacier was whooping some ass, but unfortunately he got eliminated. And then
damn,
the fat dude I never heard of ended up winning the match, getting rid of Ethan Page. So some fat dude I never heard of won. The Invisible Man was robbed. He should have won, or Glacier should have won. But yeah, this match was anything but miserable, like you were saying.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. Well, that's just poor booking. You got to put over Glacier. Jesus.
No, the Invisible Man, dude. But they're building that for next time because they never crossed paths. Glacier didn't come into after the Invisible Man was eliminated.
Oh, okay, okay.
So then they had this dude, Joey Janelle, the dude who made this show. I think that he made a comment about doing a show and it was kind of a joke, but people kind of went with it. And the next thing you know, he starts to GoFundMe and he gets enough money to run a show. So he's wrestling Marty Jannetty. Marty Jannetty, who at the last WrestleCon was so wasted, he was running through a fountain, I guess looking for change, who went to shake my hand and didn't let go of my hand, and I didn't know if he was hitting on me or what the fuck was going on. So this is Marty Jannetty comes out, and he's, you know, his fucking ankle's thrashed. He could barely walk. But he was actually sober because the girl that I was there with, she actually knows Marty Jannetty, and she had gone to talk to him before the match. And she came back and she's like, "Oh my God, Marty's sober. I can't believe it." And shit. So we're like, "Really?" And so Marty came out, did the match. It was okay. It was a fun match. The guy Jannetty, he knocked out about 10 referees, including Virgil, who came out as a master referee. And then Earl Hebner came out as one of the, like, it's the last referee to come out. And it looked like Marty was going to win, but Marty lost, unfortunately. So, but it was,
wow.
it was a crazy clusterfuck of a match.
Well, he is 57 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you think that's impressive, okay, next match, main event. It's that dude, Matt Riddle, former UFC fighter, who's like the sensation of all the internet marks of wrestling. And,
I don't think he's that good.
He's all right. He's fucking a rookie, dude. I mean, I think he's overrated, but he'll get better. So anyway, he comes out. You'll never guess who his opponent was.
Hold on, let me guess. Perry.
MMA
Saturn.
Related. No, it's MMA related. So think about that.
Okay. All right. Daniel Benoit. Too soon?
No, dude. Come on.
MMA related? No one listens to
MMA related
shit. Tom Lawler?
Not Tom Lawler. Tom Lawler wishes he could have a match that's good with this guy.
Okay. Dan Severn.
Actually correct, sir. It was Dan Severn.
Yes.
It's like something like 56, 58 years old. Looked pretty much the same, just older. And, looked like if he was mad at me, I would run, because even though he's like super old and shit, he still looked like he could whoop that ass. And they actually had a pretty damn good match. They did some reversals on the floor of jiu-jitsu, and then Dan would give him some gun wrench suplexes that looked pretty good. And this match was surprisingly good, but Matt Riddle unfortunately won. He defeated Dan the Beast Severn.
Wow.
So yeah, the show was much. 58? Okay.
58, yeah. That's old as fuck, yes.
Yeah. He looked like a 58-year-old that whooped that ass. But, yeah, the show was a pleasant surprise on how good it was, because I just was there to talk to that girl. I didn't really give a fuck about the show. So.
Right, right. Anyway, you mentioned that several times now, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was there mecking with this hot chick, dude. It was awesome.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay. So, I won't ask how it ended up.
I wouldn't tell you because I'm a gentleman and I don't discuss those type of things. So anyway, we go to Denny's to go eat. And like I say,
right.
This girl knows, she knows she's a friend of Marty Jannetty. So she gets a call while we're driving there, and it's Marty Jannetty. And Marty Jannetty, who was sober for the match, doesn't want to be sober anymore. And he's asking her if she has any alcohol, like little bottles or anything. So she's like,
Because they don't serve alcohol in Orlando anywhere? Like, you're in a bar. What the fuck?
Well, it's kind of late, and it's Marty Jannetty. He probably had him sending the money beforehand and was already broke. So, you know.
Gotcha.
So we go to Denny's. And then a little later, Marty Jannetty shows up. So the girl is staying across. Her and her friends are staying across the street at this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, they had all these little tiny bottles so they could sneak in their purses and shit. So they went and gave a bunch of them to Marty. Marty started drinking outside, and he came back in. And he wasn't totally fucked up at breakfast, but it was very entertaining because it's Marty Jannetty drinking in 4 in the morning at Denny's. So very interesting breakfast. And he wasn't too fucked up at that point, but it's Marty Jannetty. It had already, the snowball running down the hill had already started. So he starts fucking drinking. And the next day he's still drinking. And he finally drank all the alcohol that they had. And he wants them to go buy him some more alcohol. And the bitch is like, she's like, no, I'm not buying you anymore. You actually have a show to go to. I'm calling you a taxi. You need to get the fuck out of here and go. So they get him in a cab. He goes to the next show. He wrestles fucking drunk off his ass. And then the next day, he makes a Facebook post calling that girl a bitch and all this shit that it's her fault. He almost got fired from the show last night and blaming her.
Class act.
All this shit. Yeah, class act, Marty Jannetty. So that was the first day. My first night ended was eating breakfast with Marty Jannetty, dude, at 4 in the morning at a Denny's. So can't ask for anything more than that, you know what I mean?
Yep, that's on my bucket list.
It should be.
All right, so where are we?
Excuse me.
Now it's Friday, right?
Well,
or this is Saturday now?
No, that was Thursday, so now we're on Friday. I was having to get a drink there because I'm talking a lot. Had to whip my whistle. So anyway, Friday starts, and I go to WrestleCon, and WrestleCon is at the Hyatt Regency. It's a big square. They got a bunch of people there. Jim Ross is there. Shawn Michaels is there. Lita's there. Your former friend Gail Kim was there. Kelly, just the whole shit. There's just a whole shitload of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hung out there for a while. I finally, even though I got like 1,000 pictures with fucking blue pants, I don't actually have any photos of blue pants wearing the blue pants. So I finally got that. So I finally got my blue pants photo with blue pants.
And, thank God.
Yeah. My life's complete. I can go ahead and die tomorrow if I want. So anyway. Hung out there. It was pretty cool. I actually got to meet and take a photo with the very first wrestler that I ever saw. They got me hooked on pro wrestling and taught me to do this.
Glacier.
No, it wasn't Glacier. It was a Southerner, like Glacier, but it wasn't Glacier.
Okay. Lance Storm.
No, Lance Storm was not.
No.
In Orlando.
Barry
Windham. It was one. You're getting closer. You have white hair like Barry, Barry Windham.
Okay, white hair. Richard Flair.
Kind of close. Still
kinda close.
Okay.
White hair. Glacier. No, I said
no,
that
dude,
right.
It wasn't Glacier.
How about?
No.
Okay. All right. Perry Saturn.
Perry Saturn didn't have fucking hair. I think he was there, too, at WrestleCon, but I didn't see him.
Fuck. I would love to see him. I heard he was, like, crazy and homeless and, like, hooked on Oxycontin. Just tell me.
Who?
Just tell me.
Oh, one Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Yeah, never would have guessed that.
Yeah, because you're stupid. But Tommy Rich, person responsible for making me a wrestling fan. Got a photo with him, talked to him, told him this whole Mark story that I just told you about. He was my first wrestler I ever saw. And the Road has owned Tommy Rich, and the Road has owned Tommy Rich badly, but I still got a photo with Tommy Rich, so it's fucking awesome. So, anyway, that was cool. So then we come to the Empire Dinner, the Wrestling Observer Dinner, the dinner where Dave Meltzer, by default, because he's the Wrestling Observer writer, is the, like, what do you call it? Not the host, but it's like his dinner in a way, you know what I mean?
The guest of honor.
The guest of honor, Dave Meltzer, yes. So anyway, we get there, and I got a few people to show up. I got Mia Yim to show up. I got Trina Michaels to show up. I got Nicole Savoy to show up. And I got Shayna Baszler to show up. So
How'd you do that?
You know, I got,
you steal their passports or something?
No, I bought their dinners. That's pretty much all you have to do. And I'm super nice, and all the women love me, so they're more than happy to do that, you know.
Gotcha.
Me and me are tight.
I'll go with it.
Yeah, me and Trina Michaels, we go way back, you know. And it's funny because I told, like, Daza is like the world's biggest Shayna Baszler mark. So the day before, I'm like, Daza, who here at WrestleCon or whatever, who do you want to meet more than anybody? And he's like, Shayna Baszler. And I'm like, well, if I can get her to come to dinner, will you pay for her dinner? And he's like, well, I would, but, you know, I asked her on Twitter if she'd come. Because, you know, he's a creeper like that, and creeping on her Twitch, and asked if she could come, and she's like, told him no. So he didn't think she was coming, but I'm like, well, if I can, will you pay for her dinner? Because I'm already paying for all these other girls' dinner. Big one. So he's like, yeah. And he brought a couple craft beers, because apparently she's into craft beers, but I still don't believe that he thought she was really coming. And then she was kind of late, so she got there, and he never seemed like Dad like this. He was literally in his feet sitting there. She's sitting in front of him, and the dude is, like, shaking, like he's about to fucking explode. Dude, he was fucking marking out so much. So I made Daz's dream come true.
So Daz is a huge fan. He's a huge fan of slightly above average MMA fighters who get cut by UFC and then turn pro wrestlers and are clearly either bisexual or lesbian. So he has probably zero chance with her.
Yeah.
Smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play the percentages, yeah. Buddy.
Hey, To each his own. So, anyway, we had them there. We're eating. This place, you know, we always go to Texas Day Brazil, but this place, the food was just a little better. And these dudes serving us were, goddamn, dude, they were on the ball. They were, like, on top of us every time. You didn't even get to touch your one piece of meat before somebody else was dropping another piece of meat. And then the fucking Shayna Baszler, you know, I said she got there late, so she sits down. And the first dude that came up to her has got the little lamb chops with the bone. And he's like, would you like a lamb chop? And she's like, sure. So he goes to give her one, and she's like, no, give me five of them. He slices about five lamb chops. I think by the end of the night, she must have ate like 16, 18 fucking lamb chops besides all this other meat. So besides being former MMA fighter, a current wrestler, she could also be a competitive lamb chop eater because she tore that shit up. And, but anyway, we're there for like a while, dude. And I like text Brian. I'm like, where the fuck's Dave? You know, it's like his party. Where the fuck's Dave? And he texts me back, oh, he's waiting for a cab. And we're there for like an hour. And I'm like, text him back. He goes, dude, Dave's still not here. And then he's okay, he'll be there. He goes, ETA in, I don't know, 15 minutes or whatever. So finally Dave walks through the door like an hour and a half late to his own fucking party where he's the guest of honor. And apparently he waited for like over an hour for a cab. And I'm like, dude, you need to get the Uber
app, routinely,
dude. It's easier.
Dave routinely sends in his update reports 3.5 hours late, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But if he would have been on time, if he'd just get the Uber app. But I don't even know if his phone is a smartphone.
Yeah, he
might
have
still be like
an app phone.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably doesn't have an app phone. So Dave was late to his own dinner. But I got Dave to take a photo with all the girls and posted that on Twitter. And that might be probably the most viewed fucking photo I've ever posted on Twitter, dude. Talking about how who knew Dave was a ladies' man and shit. So at least he made it. But anyway.
I think I saw that photo. Yeah. His T-shirt tucked into his bleached jeans. Yeah, hot.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Like his almost stonewashed jeans and shit.
Yeah, hot. That's a great look
Days
from
of Fashion Plate. Yeah, Days of Fashion Plate. You know. So anyway, so we were there for a while, and then I had to go to the Hall of Fame. So Mia was cool and gave me a ride. So I hung out with Mia driving down there. And traffic, like I say, traffic sucked, dude. I mean, Brian was actually right about that for a change. I mean, it was horrible all weekend,
rough.
No matter what time it was, dude. But so anyway, I didn't give a fuck. I'm riding in the car with Mia Yim, so.
Yeah,
she dropped
what
me off.
There? Meet Marty Jannetty, get in the car with Mia Yim? Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't let Marty Jannetty get in the car with Mia Yim. I'd kill the son of a bitch before that.
Okay.
But I was in the car with Mia Yim, so that's all that matters. So anyway, she dropped me off, and I go, and I met up with Damien and his wife. And did you watch the Hall of Fame?
Nope. I watched Kurt Angle's part. That was it.
It was actually a pretty good Hall of Fame. Like, they had one of the people they inducted was Rick Rude. They had his son, his wife, and his daughter come out. His son looked like he was about 6'8", just this giant dude. And he did the Rick Rude promo where he told everybody what I like right now is for all you overweight sweat hogs and all that shit. And he did it fucking awesome. And I have a feeling that whether this dude wants to be a wrestler or not, they're going to start making this dude an offer. Because, like I said, he was tall, and he had more charisma than half the roster and shit. So that was cool. Beth Phoenix and Natty were cool. They almost made me cry. I almost got emotional. JBL and Ron Simmons were funny. Teddy Long was pretty funny. DDP was pretty good. It was a decent Hall of Fame. But Kurt Angle was the best. He put on his little cowboy hat, his yippee-ki-yay, and his wig and that thing, chuck some milk. So what did you think of the Kurt Angle thing? You know,
well,
Kurt Angle
Kurt
almost
my favorite.
Fired when you impersonated Kurt Angle at an IWA Mid-South show and almost got banned for life by Dave Prezak.
No, I did get banned for life. That was absolutely true. And I don't regret it one fucking bit. No, I love Kurt Angle. Anything he does is great. And I haven't watched Raw in years, but I will watch his segments on Raw from now on. But yes, Kurt Angle's speech was a little weird, talking about the business and shit. And he's not all there. Like, he's seriously taking some damage. But I love the guy, and I was sorry I couldn't make it because he's one of my heroes.
Yeah, he was awesome. And hopefully they'll let him wrestle at least one match.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can kill Shane or something like that.
Like, I want to see Shane McMahon wrestle again.
Or maybe he can finally finish that angle with Stephanie and Hunter and fucking bang Stephanie and shit.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come back with a concussion and she'll be all in love with Kurt Angle.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's fucking Friday. So now we come to Saturday, and Saturday is like the wrestling show for me because I had three shows that day. So ended up having breakfast with Doc G and Rodney. First time I got to see Rodney all weekend because they had shows to like everything, and didn't even go to half of them. But so anyway, have breakfast, and then we go to Shimmer, which is Shimmer is all the way across town where that spring break show was basically. It's like the total opposite end of town. It took forever to get there. So, they had a really great Shimmer show. Leva, do you watch Bob's Burgers?
Fuck no.
Oh, well, anyway, Leva was one of the people from Bob's Burgers. She was there. Mia Yim and Kaylee Ray had a match against Tessa and Vanessa Craven, and this time it looked like Tessa and Vanessa were going to break up, and they were going to be new champions, but they didn't. Oh, and I almost forgot. The star of the Shimmer show, it wasn't one of the Shimmer girls. You know, it wasn't Mercedes Martinez. It wasn't Baszler. It wasn't Mia Yim. It wasn't Leva. It was this fucking little 10-year-old girl in the front row. There's this fucking fat dude with his three daughters, and they're in the front row. And two of the daughters are well-behaved. The other one was a fucking raging fucking animal. And this little bitch fucking stole the show because she's constantly just... Maybe this chick's already hooked on the juice, dude, or something. I mean, she must have did like an 8-ball before the show, because this chick's fucking wild. So she's screaming and yelling at all the heels, and all the heels would yell back at her, and make her kind of a part of the show. And if the babyface lost, she'd grab the railing and she'd shake it like the Ultimate Warrior and just shake the whole fucking railing, dude. And if a heel walked by her, like Nicole Savoy walked by her, she fucking went and swang and hit her in the back. And she hit like about 3 or 4 different wrestlers and shit, dude. Some of them were cool with it. Nicole Savoy was like, that little girl, I can't believe she fucking hit me. That was fucking bullshit after the show. And so she was doing that the whole fucking match, the whole show. And then there was one show where Bryce was the referee. And so Tessa uses the belt to knock out either, I guess, Kaylee Ray and pin her. But the belt went flying out of the ring, and the little girl went and grabbed the belt, so she confiscated the belt. So the referee, Bryce, goes to go get the belt, and the girl starts yelling at Bryce that they cheated, they used the belt, it's not fair, they need to disqualify it. And Bryce, you know, he's an awesome referee, so he starts playing it up like, what? What? They used the belt? And she's like, yes, they used the belt, and she gets the rest of the crowd to say how they cheated. And Bryce is all, like, playing it off like he's going to, like, disqualify them or restart the match. And I was getting all excited because maybe I was hoping they'd go for it, and then me and Kaylee could end up winning, but he didn't. They didn't make the audible, so he just pretended like it, and then they just let Tessa and Vanessa walk off. So I was kind of sad about that, but it was cool the way he was playing it off and how they make this little girl like the focal point of all the show. But anyway, then having a match between Sexy Star and Kellyanne. And Kellyanne is this girl from Australia with red hair. She wasn't on the show the last time, so you didn't see her, but they're having this fucking brawl. Excuse me. And they're just beating the shit out of each other. They're chopping each other. So basically, Sexy Star and this girl, both of their chests are fucking red from all the blood vessels popping in their chest. I mean, they look like Ric Flair against Walker McDaniel or something like that. So then this Kellyanne throws Sexy Star on top of me in the front row,
mm-hmm.
and then jumps to the ring on top of us, and then starts beating her up on top of me. And, of course, the front that I am, I had to make sure I got a good whiff of Sexy Star's hair, and Sexy Star smells really nice. And
I'm sure she appreciated it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she did, too. I mean, she really did smell nice. It was awesome. But anyway.
Right.
So then she grabs her and pulls her off, and they go fighting down the aisle. And then the referee comes up to me and starts yelling at me and starts screaming at me, get off of them, Ed! And I was like, I wasn't on top. They were on top of me. And shit. So that was one of the matches of the night. Them beating each other up on top of me, and me being a perv and smelling Sexy Star's hair. And then like the main event was, yeah. And then they had like Shayna Baszler beat Santana Garrett, and Mercedes Martinez beat Candice LeRae in the main event. And it was a good show. It was a really good show. But then we had to jump in the car and call as to the women's WrestleCon women's show.
Was my girl Kat Powers on the show?
Yes, she was on the show. She wrestled Havoc, who's lost like 60 pounds. So they had a Mean Girl match. And
you skipped that one. Havoc, I love Havoc. Or fucking the other one.
Kat Power. Yeah.
Yeah,
she
looked
good. She had a good match, but she lost. And then your other girl wasn't on Shimmer Show, but she was on the WrestleCon show, the Hudson Envy. The short one with all the tattoos.
Too.
Yeah, she was on.
Yeah.
She was on the other show. So half the girls had to run and jump in their cars to make it to the next show. We ran and got in our cars to go to the next show because, like I say, these fucking places were far and traffic sucks. So we get there and we get dropped off at the hotel because Dad has got to get the tickets. So we go and we start walking and Dad is like, dude, it's. I go, how far is it, Dad? And he's like, dude, it's right there. Not far. I go, okay. So there's like some bike pedicabs, and Dad is like,
yeah,
so we need to ride. And Dad's like, no, we're just going right over here. So I'm like, okay, I'm trusting Dazza. And I'm never going to trust Dazza again, goddammit, because we start walking, and we're fucking still walking. And I'm like, Dazza, you said it was right here. Dude, it's right here. It's right here, Ed. It's right here. In his nice, polite English voice. I'm like, okay. So we keep walking and walk some more. And some goddamn more, and I'm like, Dazza, dude, what the fuck? I'm fucking sad. I'm not built for fucking walking far. And he's like, we're close, Ed. We're very close. And we walk some more and more, and I'm like, goddamn, dude, what the fuck? And then he looks like at a map that had like all the hotels and where everything was, And he looks at me and, maybe it's a little further than I thought. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. So luckily another pedicab came by. So we got on the bicycle pedicab. And we still had to drive for a while. So I don't know why Dad thought it was like right there. I don't know what kind of distance that foreigners use. But whatever it is, it's fucked up. But luckily the pedicab guy saved me from having to walk too far. So we get there. And we think we're late. But the line's still out the door. They hadn't even opened. I guess a lot of the girls were late too. So they push this show back. So this was a good show. It wasn't as good as Shimmer. The best match was like they had a four-way. It was like Mia and Leva, and they were doing evil Disney queens, and they had Havoc and Nevaeh, and then they had a couple black girls that were at that. They were at that. You know, remember all those girls that sat behind us at Shimmer?
They always, those annoying chicks who wouldn't. Yeah, I remember well. Yes.
Yeah, so two of them were wrestling. And then the fourth team is the team, the Fella Twins, and it's basically, I don't know how to be PC and say if they were transvestites or if they were just gay guys wrestling, but one or the other.
Hey.
You know. Yeah. So one of the guys, he cuts a promo on all the girls, and this dude fucking buried everybody. And then they gave him a six-woman super kick. And Mia and Leva ended up winning, so that was cool. Then that girl Hudson Envy wrestled that one girl Kelly, and they had an awesome match. And then the main event was Sue Young against Taya Valkyrie from Lucha Underground. And Sue Young's like one of the more over chicks, especially in Florida, and she was also advertised working the WWE and Super Show, and she was going to be in a match called the Red Wedding that was like the most advertised match that they were promoting. So after the show, we go outside to get an Uber, and Sue Young comes running by us to jump in the car because she's got to go all the way back to where the other show was for that WWE Super Show. Okay. Now, apparently at one of the other shows the other night, she showed up, and she wasn't wrestling, but she showed up drunk or was getting drunk, apparently, and they didn't like that, and Gabe kind of told her some shit. But All the other guys that weren't on a show were there and they were drinking, partying. So somehow it was cool for them and not her. So she thinks she's wrestling like at 10 o'clock because I guess that's what they told her before. But then they changed the card that day and they moved her to the second match. So she's running. Like I say, it's we got to the NXT at 8, and that show was starting at 8, and that was only halfway. So I think she actually got there on time or was like 5 minutes late, but Gabe was like pissed off and fucking fired her. And they replaced her in a match with some other girl that in the match just lasted a couple minutes, and they fucking fired the main girl for all of like WWE Live. And it's fucked up because, you know, give her a little break. I mean, they knew she was working the main event at the other show across. Why don't you move her up a little further or change one match or something? But
right.
He was also, like I said, he was mad because she was drinking at a show she wasn't working. Well, apparently Gabe was getting fucked up at this show. So when people were pissed off that she didn't wrestle and were asking him what was up, he was having to lean against the wall because he was so drunk he couldn't stand. And then he was telling them that she didn't show up. She no-showed. And they're like, bullshit, we saw her. We saw her come in the fucking door and shit. So then he's all drunk and saying, oh, well, she's a bitch and hard to work with and a raging alcoholic. And, okay, you're fucking holding yourself up against the fucking wall and she's a raging alcoholic. Plus the fact that she wasn't working on that show, but you're running this fucking show. What the fuck, asshole? You know what I mean? when I heard that story, I was kind of pissed off. Because, you know, I already don't like fucking Gabe Sapolsky as it is. I think he's a fucking fat piece of shit. And I think he just confirmed that shit even more. So, and then I know Sue Young a little bit, you know, she's a super sweet girl. She's not a bitch. So he was just being a fucking asshole. Fuck Gabe Sapolsky. I'm done with buying anything that's WWE in life that's not Shimmer. If it's Shimmer, that's fine. But anything else, fuck Gabe. I'm not ever giving him a penny of my fucking money and shit. So anyway.
You tell him.
Yeah. He's an asshole. Fuck Gabe. He fucking, dude, he runs a fucking indie promotion. That's it, dude. So anyway, enough about fucking Gabe Sapolsky other than fuck you, Gabe. But I went to NXT and met up with Damian. Oh, poor Dazza. He bought that. Okay, you know, you watch Lucha Underground, right?
I'll go with yes.
Okay. Do you know who Cobra Moon is? The girl that Brian says is one of the worst wrestlers he's ever seen.
Yeah, I'm aware of Cobra Moon. Yes.
Okay. Well, she was there, but she wasn't doing Cobra Moon. She was doing her normal gimmick, which is Thunder Rosa, and she paints like half her face up. Anyway, she actually did pretty good. I thought she was all right. Dazza bought this like little doll, Thunder Rosa, kind of like the size of a troll doll, kind of. And he got
right.
a sign, and he was all proud and happy to have his little doll. And we went to NXT. And security at these places was a fucking bitch. They wanted to confiscate Daz's little fucking doll. Like, they literally wanted to take it away from him. And Daz is like, why? And they're like, well, you're not supposed to bring anything in here and shit. And I'm trying to tell Dazza. I kind of stepped back into the metal detector. And Dazza, just walk out with it. Put it in your pants and go into another door. But then by then, they felt sorry for Dazza and his English accent, who was begging and pleading to keep his doll, and they, like, let him come in with his doll. But, like, he's going to put a dirty bomb in his fucking little Thunder Rosa doll and kill everybody at the fucking Amway thing or whatever it was called.
Well, you don't know. It could.
Yeah. Well, he is kind of shifty looking. I wouldn't put it past Dazza. He, you know. But anyway,
British,
so he got to keep his doll.
Yeah.
British people are kind of weird. Like I say, he doesn't know how to tell distance, so, you know. But anyway, we meet everybody else. We're like the second to last row in the building, so we're way the fuck up there. And Doc G's with us, and he's scared of heights, and you could look at him, and you could tell he thought he was about to fall down and die. But somehow he survived. And did you watch NXT?
I did watch NXT. It was awesome.
All right, well, why don't you tell us about NXT, because I need to go get a drink here.
Okay, well, good news. I was lying. I didn't watch NXT. I watched the first match because Roderick Strong was in it, and it was a four-way, and the only things I remember about it are that Ty Dillinger got pinned, and he has a huge collar on his shirt, and I don't know, everybody. He seemed to be much bigger than everybody else. And then I saw him on SmackDown or something like that. And I was also very impressed that Nigel McGuinness was at the announcer's desk, and I was very pleased to see that. Longtime friend of Nigel, and I'm happy for his success, as with Roderick Strong. So congratulations to those two guys. And then I saw Nakamura and Rude, and I fast-forwarded through all of it until the finish, and Nakamura did the job clean, and I'm sitting there going, fucking Bobby Roode is the NXT champion. I hated him in TNA. Like, there's so many better guys that could be the champion. I don't know. Just, like, why is he? I don't get it. I don't, like, he's a rich guy or something, or what's he supposed to be?
He's a bigger, more charismatic version of Roderick Strong.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I don't know. Like, I didn't like him in Team Canada. I didn't like him as. I did like him when he was like, what was the gimmick when he was like the millionaire? Robert.
Yeah.
Was that Robert Roode? Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Roode.
Robert Roode.
He does
was
have
funny.
A cool.
That was good stuff.
He does have a cool theme song in NXT.
Okay. All right. I'll give him that.
Yeah. And, so that was basically the show. I mean, I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was nowhere near the other NXT TakeOver specials by far. I saw about four or five better women's matches at Shimmer than the Asuka match. And then, you know, it was my third show. I'd been up for basically two straight days, and I was kind of, you know how, like, when you start to fall asleep on a plane and you're kind of, like, going in and out constantly and your head's bopping? That was me during the NXT show. So
okay.
I enjoyed it, but like I say, I was probably tired. I probably would have liked it a little more if I wouldn't have been so tired and everything else. But anyway, so that was Saturday. So now we come to Sunday, which is WrestleMania Day. And actually, that was the day I had breakfast with Rodney. It wasn't the day before. I got that confused. So anyway, so Rodney, who decided that he saw an indie match with Trent Seven and somebody else and decided that there was nothing in WrestleMania that's going to top it, so Rodney and Pete sold their WrestleMania tickets and didn't actually go to WrestleMania. But, oh well, that's their choice. I wasn't sitting with them anyway, so it's not like it fucking mattered. And he didn't ask for a refund on the bus, so that was cool. I was like, this motherfucker's going to ask me for a refund the day before the fucking thing. I was like, but he was going in and asked me. But anyway, so have breakfast, and then I'm cool, and I'm cool for a while. And then, you know, I had to, my dumbass forgot the list of who paid to be on the bus, so I had to call my mom to go to the house and read me all the names, so got that taken care of. Had a parking pass that I needed to get printed, but I knew I had it, so that was kind of cool. But I'm slowly getting nervous, dude, because, you know, you remember the shit that happened with the other bus last year.
I remember. It was a clusterfuck, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a clusterfuck, and then we had issues with one of the buses in San Jose when she didn't go to the restaurant. She went to Ring of Honor, and then we had to backtrack to the restaurant for Ring of Honor. So there's issues with the bus. So I'm there. I'm starting to fucking freak out, dude. Like, I'm getting nervous. And then usually the buses get there early. So we get there, and there's three buses in the parking lot. But none of them were mine. We're like at this one hotel, the Rosen or whatever. So those buses take off. And the buses that I get usually get there pretty good about getting there like half an hour early, but there's no bus. It's about half an hour. So I'm kind of worried. I'm calling the dispatch, where's the bus? What time is it going to get here? I need to know, you know, and worrying about everybody showing up. You know, I'm worried about somebody showing up 5 minutes late and we taking off and they get screwed and people get pissed off at me. And then Leva's like, there's really no place to park. Can you all come get us? So I had to send Scott to go pick up Leva Bates because she was hosting the bus. So I sent him. And
right, she was, yeah.
He got her there. Yeah, he got her there on time and everyone's getting there on time. And then the bus shows up. But I'm still nervous. You know what I mean? There's still shit that can go wrong, right? So I get everybody on the bus. Get everybody on the bus. And Leva's working a show that night because it was an after Mania show at midnight or after whatever. And she was going to work
Smart,
that
right.
show.
Okay.
So she was only going to stay for like the majority of WrestleMania and then take off to the show. And she had all the gear and her gimmicks and the suitcase and everything. So we're on the bus and I tell the bus driver, okay, we're ready to go. We need to go to lot 8. I got a parking pass. And he's like a Middle Eastern dude with a heavy accent. He's like, no. I know stay. And I go, no. I'm like, no, I talked to the people because they called me Friday and they were asking if I needed the bus to stay because they saw that I had told them I got a bus pass and they ended up saying they got a new driver or something. So I'm like, no. I talked to them. I have this $150. I didn't even have to buy the bus pass because they didn't even check, but I didn't want to risk it after last year. So I could have saved the $150, but I didn't. But I'm like, no, we got this. We need to stay. No, I have a job. I must go. I'm like, no, dude, no. The bus is fucking staying. God damn it. I had problems last year. That happened. I'm starting to get pissed. And then he's like, no, I have a job. I go, dude, you need to call somebody right goddamn now because this bus is staying. I don't give a shit. This bus is staying, dude. So he calls, and the whole conversation is in Arabic, right? So I have no clue what he's saying, right? So then he hangs up the phone. Oh, okay, sir, okay. The bus is staying. I'm going. Another bus driver can come later, take you home. I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. Okay, that's cool. So you know, we finally take off, and I'm still kind of, like, still freaked out. And that one girl that was on the bus that I was flirting with, her and her friends had beer, so they called me over and made me chug a beer so I could calm down. So I chugged the beer, and I calmed down. And then we had a raffle on the bus. This one guy brought three of the ROH action figures, and we had some shirts, and we had a pound of Swedish fish for one of the prizes. And so, you know, me and Leva did that with the tickets and the raffle and everything. So then we're on the way. I'm finally calm and shit. So we get to WrestleMania, and we get there. Everybody's getting off, and the guy's like, yeah, I take off, but other driver is coming later. And then Leva's like, well, what time is he coming? Because I have to get my gear to go to the show, right? So he's like, well, I don't know. And she's like, now she's starting to worry. But then the guy's like, oh, no problems. He showed us how to break into a bus, dude. And it's not that hard. So if you're going on a chartered bus, it's not perfectly safe to leave your shit in the bus because basically all you have to do is turn this fucking one switch halfway and push the button and the motherfucking door opens without a key.
Nice.
So Yeah, so he showed her how to do that. So then she was cool. And then it actually worked out that he showed us, too, because Trina Michaels was also sitting with us. And she's like, I can't take my purse in because they weren't in. And you take, like, bags in that weren't clear. And they ran out of lockers. So I basically told her where the bus was and how to get in the bus. So she went and she broke into the bus and left her shit there. So we got to WrestleMania. We weren't quite centered. We were a little bit to the side, but we were close enough to where we could actually watch the motherfucking ring and the big screens, except for, like, you know, the replays or the Battle Royal. There was a lot of shit going on in the Battle Royal, but pretty fucking decent seats. So now it could have been the worst fucking WrestleMania of all fucking time, but I was sitting with Leva Bates and Trina Michaels, so it could have been, you know, the worst WrestleMania, but it still would have been the best WrestleMania, if you know what I mean. But luckily, it was actually a good WrestleMania, and I got to sit with Leva Bates and Trina Michaels, so, you know, what more could you fucking ask for? I was the biggest stud in the place, had the two hottest chicks in the whole building, so, you know, like always, Ed's number one, Ed's the coolest dude, so that was pretty fucking cool.
All right.
And
You sat fucking. You went to Denny's with Marty Jannetty. Yeah, you sat on a bus with Leva Bates, and then you took a bus ride with Mia Yim or something, right?
A car ride,
or whatever
with Mia
the fuck.
Yim. So yeah,
car ride.
And
okay.
San Antonio, biggest stud in all of Orlando all weekend long. I don't give a fuck.
Hmm.
That's how I roll, dude. That's how I roll.
That is how you roll.
Plus, there's that chick that I'm flirting with all night long and shit. So that's like four girls. So yeah, dude, I had like a girl for every night basically. Yeah. So anyway, the Hardy Boy thing, like we kind of when they first started introducing the tag match, Lee was like, you know, I saw a text from Revy, and they're all at the airport and they're going home supposedly. So we started kind of talking. Well, what if it's them and they're just, you know, they're kayfabing and. But we're refusing to believe it until they actually came out. And then they came out, and that motherfucker, I never heard a pop out of WrestleMania as loud as when the Hardy Boys came out. That was pretty fucking awesome. And then another thing that was pretty cool was when they did the John Cena marriage proposal, every single woman in that place was actually crying their fucking eyes out, dude. I mean, as sappy as it might sound, that actually happened. And I thought that was pretty cool. And then kind of pissed off that the Undertaker lost, but then the retirement ceremony was pretty fucking cool. So, did you at least see WrestleMania, at least?
I saw most of WrestleMania, yes.
All right, well, what did you think of WrestleMania?
It was too fucking long. I didn't watch it live. I watched it the next day, and I only watched AJ Styles, and then I watched Brock Lesnar, and then I watched Undertaker's finish. And I watched the Battle Royal. From my man,
then how
can
you say it was too
Ascension.
Long? That's all you watch.
I wasn't gonna fucking watch 7.5 hours of garbage, man. I just
fast
forward.
Don't complain that it's too long if you didn't watch it all. I mean, had you watched it all, then you'd have a right to complain.
No, I wanted to watch it, but I knew it was gonna be retardedly long, and I was gonna have to go to 10 o'clock. So I was like, fuck this.
Yeah. Plus you were just there with your hand, and not with Leva Bates and Trina Michaels like I was. So I can understand how you wouldn't want to watch it for so long.
Yeah, I was masturbating to WrestleMania, if that's what you're implying.
I know you were. I know you were. You're like, oh, Shane.
Which that's the one I would choose to jerk off to? I mean, I do like AJ, but no, clearly I would have jerked off to the Cena match. I mean,
for
the
Cena or
the tag match. I've said too much. Continue.
Anyway, I thought WrestleMania was cool. I enjoyed it. Leva got to stay up until the Randy Orton match, and then she had to go to that other show. But at least I still had Trina there. So anyway, we go to after the show, we go to the bus. And, dude, there's so many stupid people in this world. It's amazing. Because, you know, I'm standing out. You know, I got on the bus. I marked off everybody who was there. I got off the bus, set to mark off the other people as they came because those people – couple people that haven't got there yet. You have no idea how many people came up to me asking. First off, we were in lot six. We were in lot eight. Lot eight. All these people keep asking me if this is lot six. It's like, okay, how do you forget what lot you're in when you're on a bus and not your own fucking car that you can't push the button and it honks? And then how do you not look and see what the bus says? Like our bus said Phoenix. Or how do you not look above the door as you're leaving the bus and take a photo or remember that it says, like, 737, right? No, there's a bunch of fucking idiots because I had so many people, oh, is this the WrestleCon bus? Oh, it's the City Observer bus. Oh, is this so-and-so shuttle? No, it's not. One dude, when I wasn't looking, actually drunk-ass walked on the bus and sat down, and people realized he wasn't there and told him he had to get the fuck off. So he fucking walks off, and he looks at me, and he's like, where's my bus? Like, I don't know, motherfucker. I got my own fucking shit I got to worry about. So finally I corral everybody, get everybody on the bus, and we leave, and it's, it takes a while, but we got back home. So there was absolutely no issues with the bus. First time it's ever happened in the history of the Mania buses. So
Thank God.
Was actually quite proud of myself for once. But like I say, I mean, I swear to God, there must have been like 50 people who asked me where the fuck, if it was the right bus or whatever. It's like, come on, how do you not fucking pay attention? Is that stupid? But apparently there's a lot of stupid wrestling fans out there.
What? No
so
way.
Anyway. Huh?
Continue.
Oh. Anyway, so we get back to the hotel. I'm not really ready to call it a night. That girl tells me that her and her friends are going to Denny's. So I was like, okay, well, let me just say goodbye to my friends, and I'll meet you at Denny's. So I call an Uber. I get an Uber. I go to Denny's. And I get to Denny's, and I get out, and I realize I'm at the wrong fucking Denny's.
Oh,
so I'm like,
son of a
okay.
bitch. Is Marty Jannetty there again?
No, Marty Jannetty's not there. But so I call another Uber, and I go to the right Denny's, and I go in there, and this fucking place is, like, totally full. And I text that girl. I'm like, hey, where are you? I'm here. And she's like, oh, it was too busy. I just came back to the room. I was like, God damn it. All right. And then she takes me back, and she's like, some of the guys went to go eat at this place called Checkers. I'm like, all right. So I'm hungry. I'm going to go to this Checkers place. So I Google it, and I didn't realize how far it was. I looked at it like Dazza did and thought it wasn't that bad. So I walked, and I walked, and I walked, and I walked, and I got to this fucking place. And I get in line, standing there, and it's like 15 minutes, and nobody even came to take anyone's order that was in front of me. So I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Fuck this. I'm done. I've had it. Took two fucking wasted money on two Ubers, plus walked all this way. Walk outside, I see a Walgreens. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go get something to eat at the Walgreens and go back to the townhouse. So I go to Walgreens, and I end up buying three containers of $3 sushi at a Walgreens.
Sounds delicious.
Well, when I got home to eat it, I realized why it was $3, but I ate it anyway. So I ate my shitty sushi that I bought at a fucking Walgreens. I can't believe Walgreens even sells sushi. I don't even know what I was thinking or why I got sushi instead of a sandwich or something else. But anyway, so the next day, I had to wake up because we had to check out at 10. So I woke up, got my shit together. Scott dropped me off kind of where like all the hotels were, and basically for the rest of the day I just hung out at the pool with that girl in a bikini, chilling out with her all afternoon, went to the airport and came home. So at least I got to hang out with a hot chick with a bikini before I left, because I had like 5 hours to kill. So I would say it was a very successful WrestleMania trip, and probably better that you didn't go so you couldn't fuck anything up, because somehow you probably would have fucked up the bus, and somehow you probably would have got us kicked out of dinner, and somehow you probably would have offended somebody and got us all kicked, our asses kicked, and so.
All of that's potentially true.
Yeah. You would have pulled the Marty Jannetty. We would have had two Marty Jannettys instead of one, you know. But it was pretty cool. So now I'm excited for New Orleans, and I don't think I have to rent a bus for New Orleans because it's pretty close, so at least I don't have to deal with that kind of stress. But, yeah, WrestleMania was pretty fucking awesome, I thought.
Sounds good. Are you going next year for sure?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be my 10th one in a row. So, and it's New Orleans.
Nice.
New Orleans is so fucking... Did you go to New Orleans the last time?
Yeah, I did. That's why I'm debating on whether or not I want to go again.
Yeah, I remember now. You're having issues. You're always having issues, dude. You need to go to... WrestleMania when you're not having issues, dude. So maybe you'll actually have some fun and shit. Because I remember getting lost
counseling.
In the car with you. I remember
getting
lost
pleasant.
In the car. That was funny for me. I was laughing my ass off. But yeah, so New Orleans is
part
of
the driving factor. Yeah, well, yeah, New Orleans is badass. So I'll probably go. It's not too far from here, so I can drive there.
Are you already back in St. Louis?
Well, that was great. No. I'm still in Knoxville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, are you going to make Vegas this year?
Nope, absolutely not. Because
I have a
job that starts in August, and so as a teacher, I don't really get to take off, you know, the first month of school anytime. So
I guess that's understandable. Plus, they're doing us a favor because, like I say, you would have fucked everything up at me, and you'd probably fuck it all up in Vegas. So it's probably safer that way. So
I carry Vegas on my back for years.
Shit. I carry Vegas just like I carry. You know, Brian Alvarez didn't go to WrestleMania this year. Vinny didn't go. Craig didn't go. I had to fucking bear the load. And I think I did a pretty good job. But,
well, sounds like you did. Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Had a lot of fun. So,
everyone's pleased with. Good.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, everyone was pleased. Four women got their full event in San Antonio, so I'm sure that made their weekend. That they enjoyed it just as much as me, because I'm awesome like that. So while you fat, out of shape, wet hogs were masturbating watching WrestleMania, I was tearing it up, macking it up with all these hot girls. So yeah, I'm cooler than all of you listening. Make no mistake about it. But I'm actually kind of getting tired of talking. So if you have any questions you'd like to ask me about the trip or anything, you could do that now. If not, I'll throw out the plugs here and end the show.
I just have one. Did you ever get to meet Glacier?
No, I didn't get to meet Glacier.
It was a fucking fail.
Sorry I disappointed you, but I met everybody else I wanted to. I met Lillian Garcia.
Right.
I got a photo with Lillian. That was cool. And the cats.
Mm-hmm.
And Gail Kim. And I told Gail Kim, my one friend of mine, he used to know you, and he would send he know that I loved you, and he would send photos of you and him to fucking taunt me and fucking me off. And so I took a photo with her, and she's like, well, you better send that to Dan as soon as you can.
Yeah.
So I got my revenge all these years
later.
Yeah. Hot Asian chick.
Mm. All right, do the plug.
Yeah, so. Well, do you have anything you want to plug?
No. I don't do anything. I'm done with online shit. I don't participate in social media anymore.
Sure. You still got like 5 Twitter accounts.
I don't. They're inactive.
They're inactive. We'll see about that. I know you're just hiding, waiting to make a comeback at the worst possible time. But anyway, everybody check out Angry. Oh, everyone check out Over the Top Radio at blogtalkradio.com. Let me start over again. Everybody check out blogtalkradio.com/Cotrer and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can also follow us at angrymarks.com. So just go to the site and look for the podcast and see Over the Top Radio, or go to iTunes and keyword Angry Marks. You can also follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Edin San Antonio. And if you want to hang out with us next year in New Orleans, you can get a hold of me at f4wfan@hotmail.com.
That's wonderful. I'm sure you'll get a lot of emails. All right, homie, I got to go.
All right. Do me a favor, though. How often do you talk to Dave? Tell him to get the Uber app.
I never talk to Dave, but I'll see if I can pass the message along.
Yeah, tweet at him with one of your 5 accounts, and we'll get him going. And maybe this will make you happy right here. You gon' feel all the pain inside. You feel like it's gone so fast. And it's gone so fast. Yeah. Oh, I'm so down to the heart of it. Yeah. Yeah, go up, guys. I'm talking to you. Hanging on, standing here. Can you tell me you will feel good? Oh, hey, one last thing. Anchor was actually in fucking at WrestleMania, and all I gotta say is, fuck Anchor, that son of a bitch. I'll kick his fucking ass.
Well said. Peace out.